and know that you know. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, oh, come on, somebody. It was nothing but grace and mercy that is afforded all of us to know how good God is. We give him nothing but hallelujah praise, because he's so worthy of all the praises. Nothing we've done, but we thank him for grace and we thank him for mercy. To God be the glory. Ain't nothing like a Holy Ghost party. Amen. We thank you. Nothing wrong with letting go and letting God have his way. We give him praises. We give him praises. We give him praises. Mind me, and I won't mind you. We praise him. Amen. Amen. And we don't need to worry about us not hearing one another, because we ain't talking to one another. We talking to the Lord. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. We talking to the Lord. Amen. So in my sermon, if you shout or before I preach, shout. Amen. Because there's some voices that he can only understand. Amen. Amen. That was read by Reverend Patterson. Our today's text is located in the book of Matthew, chapter number 15. Amen. I just really feel like saying the benediction. You've already done the praises. Amen. Matthew chapter 15. And we'll look at two verses of that text, appointed text. Amen. And I'll do two translations. But before we do that, we just momentarily pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace, knowing that it was your grace that we've made it thus far. And if it had not been for your grace, we would have never made it. But thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father. Right now, we ask for the continuation of your Holy Spirit, that it will continue saturating us, pricking us to give you nothing but praise, honor, and glory. Bless these, thy people, Lord. Give us clarity and continue keeping us near your holy cross. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus, and for his name's sake we pray, O Lord. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter number 15, verse number 22. And I'm going to read from two translations. The King James Version and the New Living Translation. Verse number 22 says, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." Verse 25 says, "Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me." The New Living Bible translation says, "A woman from Canaan who was living there came to him pleading, Have mercy on me, O Lord, King of David's son, for my daughter has a demon within her, and it torments her constantly." Then, verse 24 says, "Then he said to the woman, I was sent to help the Jews, the lost sheep of Israel, not the Gentile." Certainly want to go back to verse 25 when she said, "Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me." I'd like to use as a subject this morning, no matter what the circumstance is, never give up. No matter what the circumstance is, never give up. Now, if it's plural, no matter what the circumstances are, never give up. My brothers and my sisters, as challenging as difficult life may be, none of us should ever give up on God. No matter what misfortune may come our way, no matter how life may send us into the abyss of distress, and no matter what may be getting the best of us, we should never give up on God. Make no mistake about this. Life will impose itself upon all of us. with unexpected pain, problems, mishaps, and disappointment. You see, all of us have our shares of ups and downs. The devil's intent is for both you and I to be defeated by life's woes, and for us to believe that God does not answer prayer. And so in order for the devil to get the best of us, he will cause us to go through distress, sickness, and suffering. Not only that, but that low-life trickster would also cause us to lose faith, hope, and trust in the Lord. He will make things get rough and tough for us because he knows that we can't make it on our own without the help of the Lord. And so I stop by here to encourage somebody, Goodwill, that despite what you're going through, fight the good fight of faith and never give up on God, no matter what. I know there are times in which things, people, and situations can get the best of you. And it seems like when you pray, things seem to get worse, or some say it's worse, because God is not answering your prayers. But don't let the devil fool you. God does hear, and he does answer prayers. David reminds us in Psalms 120, he said, "In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me." And if I may go even further, David tells us in Psalms 121 how God has sustaining and keeping power, how God protects us from the evil one. He says, "I will lift up my eyes." Come on, somebody, "from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Walk with me, Goodwill. "He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night." He said, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve that soul." Goodwill, never give up on God, because he won't never give up on you. And so as we look at our text for the next little while, I want to talk to you a little bit about why we should never give up on God and the rewards of never giving up. And I need you to pray with me, because I got 18% of my batteries left, okay? Today's gospel is about a persistent woman and what appears to be a disinterested God. Our text takes us into the life of a woman, a mother, whose child has taken a turn for the worse and is under attack. Verse 22 says, "The woman's daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." The woman was a Canaanite, which meant she was a Gentile. She came from a race that was cursed by God because they were idol worshipers. Scripture does not tell us, but we have to assume that her idol gods were unable to answer her prayers, nor were her idol gods able to heal her daughter. We're not told she was a bad woman, but perhaps her circumstances caused her to be misguided for a while. Goodwill, a lot of people like this woman, they try the world before they try God. Yet some people are so blinded that they never come to God for salvation. They hear the gospel, but their hearts are so hardened that they don't ever believe in the gospel. So let me just pause here for just a moment and ask you, what about you, my friends? Do you believe? Do you trust Jesus enough to answer your prayers and to solve all of your life's problems? When life have you at your lowest, with nowhere to turn, do you have strong faith in Jesus? You see, unlike this woman, the only thing standing between us and our miracle is trusting God to do the impossible. You see, if you're ever going to get through what you're going through by never giving up on God, then the first thing we can consider from the text is we must trust God to do the impossible. Well, let me say it again. We must trust God to do the impossible. Verse 22 says, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.'" This woman, by the Jewish standard, was a Gentile. And though she was an outcast and shunned by God's chosen people, yet she trusted Jesus enough to get her child healed. I hope I'm talking to somebody. It appears that there came a time when this woman took her eyes off the world because the world could not do her like Jesus. That's why I like that song. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody. Come on, somebody. So with a persistent spirit of faith in Jesus, she turned to Jesus and cried out saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David." Good, we'll make no mistake about this. Both you and I can learn a whole lot from this mother. She never took no as an answer. Come on, somebody. She trusted Jesus to do the impossible. In verse 22, she cried out, but nothing happened. In verse 23, it appeared that Jesus ignored her and was disinterested in her problems. The text says, but he answered not a word. The Living Translation says, the disciples told Jesus, tell her to get going, for she is bothering us with all her begging. Now, if I may pause here for just a moment of caution. It's bad when saved folk don't want other folk to get favor from God or get blessed and healed by God. It's bad when folks turn off their conscience and stop caring about others, yet they call themselves saved. If we're not careful, our lack of love and conscience for others, your mouth, your action, your superficial ways will adversely cause folk to lose faith in God. And they will never come to church with hope in God because of what we say and what we do is toxic to them toward kingdom building and for salvation. You see, the Bible tells us in Romans 13:10, he says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Despite how she was treated by the disciples, she did not get discouraged, nor did she leave. But she stayed in the presence of Jesus for her blessing. I wish I had some help in here. She trusted the Lord to do the impossible. In verse 25, she cried out again to Jesus, Lord, walk with me somebody, help me. A lot of people pray to God as if God owes them something and then wonder why their prayers are not answered. Goodwill, when was the last time you cried out to have mercy to God, to have mercy on you? You see, prayer is not always asking God for something, but prayer is first, hear me now, surrendering yourself completely to God. Well, I'm going to clap for myself. Prayer is surrendering yourself completely to God. This is what the Canaanite woman did. She surrendered to Jesus. She gave all of herself to Jesus by crying out for mercy. And she wasn't even a Jew, but she was a Gentile. In fact, she wasn't even a saved person, yet she trusted Jesus enough to do the impossible for her. This mother knew that only Jesus could save her. This mother knew only Jesus could heal her child. And so this brings us to our second point to consider for the text as to why we should never give up, and that is, we are safer with God than without him. Come on, somebody. We're safer with God. Come on, somebody. Don't let that Holy Ghost go. Come on, somebody. I know we had a good time, but I want you to know again, you can sing that song because you know that you were safer with God than you were without him. And that's why it was God's grace that saved you. 25 says, then came she. She came in his presence and worship him, saying, Lord, help me. Goodwill, this woman is a good example for all of us to follow. The answer to her problem laid in her faith in Jesus. In this one verse, she does and show us three important actions. She came, she worshiped, and she pleaded. Y'all got quiet on me. She came, she worshiped, and she pleaded. 25 says, but she came and she worshiped and pleaded again, sir, help me. She realized she was better off with Jesus than without him. And as an idol worshiper, she had no right to stand nor to come into the presence of Jesus. We know this because the disciples wanted her to leave. Likewise, I'm suggesting that on this journey in life, people will always try to push you away from God. Evil is constantly at work. You and I have a choice to listen to man, or do we turn our eyes upon God? Paul tells us in Romans 8:35, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Jesus Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or pearls or sword? Job's friends tried to turn Job away from God, but Job said, though he slay me, I'm going to get happy. Yet will I trust him. I wonder, Goodwill, if you and I can say that although the disciples wanted the woman to leave, she wouldn't go until she heard from the Lord. But when the Lord didn't speak his word, his words were not comforting at all, because he said he was only sent to the house of Israel. This means the blessing of God was only reserved for his chosen people. But still, she never gave up. I'm almost finished here. She never gave up. When you feel like giving up and that God has given up on you, you need to understand three things and be not deceived by the devil. You understand first, you cannot lose your salvation. You should never reject your salvation. And you must, like this woman, persevere. Regardless of how bad and how awful things may be, hang on in there anyhow. Because we are safer with God than without him. Like this woman, we got to be persistent and prayed up in faith. James 1:6 tells us, as believers of Jesus Christ, that we should, 1:6 says, but let him ask in faith. I like the next part. He says, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. The woman may not have been from the chosen race, and neither are we. But the curse never prevented her from her miracle. She continued to plead to Jesus. Or I'm going to say it again. The woman may not have been from the chosen race, but the curse, come on somebody, and no weapon formed against you, never prevented her from her miracle. She continued to plead to Jesus. We're told her crying turned into worship, because verse 25 says, then she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Come on, somebody. I'm almost finished here. She came and worshiped him and said, Lord, help me. And make no mistake about this. Jesus did not appear to be moved at all. But there was a lesson to be taught to us. As Gentiles who are not God's chosen people, in this text, Jesus instead rephrased his answer and said, it is not meet or right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dog. Perhaps you're wondering why he said that. I believe that Jesus was being faithful to the promise of the Father, who specifically chose the people of Israel to be his children. The problem is the children did not want any bread. The bread of life came to them, but they rejected him. He had bread to give, but the children did not want it. I'm sure it broke the heart of God. Scripture tells us he was in the world, and the world was made by him. But the world knew him not. He came into his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many, come on somebody, that's us, come on somebody. But as many, that's the time we get happy. As many as received him, to them. Come on somebody. To them, gave them power to become. become the sons and the daughters of God. Don't let nothing stop you from the love of God. Don't let nothing make you give up on God. He says to them, gave them power to become the sons and daughters of God. Jesus wanted to hold on to the bread, but he could not do it any longer. Especially when the woman asked only for the crumbs that fall to the table. I don't know about you, but I desire so much to eat the crumbs that fall off the Lord's table. You and I are not worthy. We do not come from the right tribe. We're sinners, but we're saved by grace. We have fallen from grace so many times, but God in his love and mercy has allowed us to eat of the crumbs off of his table. And so this brings us to our third and last point, and that is, in the fullness of time, things are going to get better. Come on, somebody, let me say that again. In the fullness of time, things are going to get better. Verse 28 says, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from the very hour. I like that part. It says, then, come on somebody, after a while, after pleading, after crying, after trying to mind her own business, after closing her ears to the disciples who said, go away. He says, then Jesus said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Goodwill, friends of God, don't give up on God. There are many who come to Jesus with a need and ask God in prayer once. They ask God in prayer twice, and they ask God in prayer three times. But when God's appeared to be silent, they give up. It's easy to get discouraged and lose hope. The enemy would love to remind you over and over about your past sins and unworthiness, suggesting that God does not care for you anymore. But know this, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. John 6:37 says, and to him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. One of the Lord's name is Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord heals. The scripture tells us that Jesus is more than just a healer, but he's also a savior and a friend. One who loves us more than we love ourselves. He's more than one who took our infirmities and bore our sickness. He's also the one who said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. The beauty of the story is that the woman never doubted, and she never gave up on God. Think about this. If an idol worship could claim Jesus as her Lord, why is it that so many people have a problem in doing that? The woman was willing to take the Lord's place, even the place of a dog, under the master's table, so long as she received crumbs and a blessing of the master. Goodwill, the secret of God's blessing is to lie low at the feet. We got to lie low at the feet of Jesus, from whom all blessings flow. This woman came in humility, and she came with expectation, and she came asking for mercy. But most of all, she had faith in Jesus. Her faith got her child healed. What looked bad and awful for her child turned out for the good. Her faith in Jesus got her child set free from the devil. Verse 28 says, then Jesus answered and said, O woman, great is, holler back at me,
thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou will. And it says, and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now the blessing didn't happen on the first time she asked Jesus, but after pleading her case, after being seemingly ignored by Jesus, after being told by the disciples to leave Jesus alone, after coming to Jesus, after surrendering to Jesus, after talking with Jesus, her breakthrough, come on somebody, in the fullness of time, things are going to get better. Her breakthrough came through. He may not come when you want him, but he's always, oh come on somebody, he's always he's always on time. Never give up on God, because he won't ever give up on you. Weeping may endure for a night, come on somebody, but joy cometh in the morning. This woman, this mother, this outcast came to Jesus in faith, and this mother had a talk with Jesus. It didn't matter what the disciples and the naysayers said, but what mattered the most was her talk, her pleading, her worshiping, her waiting, her surrender to Jesus, and her faith in Jesus to do the impossible. That's why I love that song that says, have a little talk with Jesus. Come on somebody, have a little talk with him. I love that song that says, I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Come on somebody, I'm gonna let you look at it on the screen. Come on somebody, it bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just, come on somebody, come on, come on somebody. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Somebody goes on and says, have a little talk. I know you got some things to tell Jesus. I know you want Jesus to do some things. I know you feel like giving up on him. But before you give up on him, do like that lady. You go in the presence of Jesus and say, Jesus, Lord, that son of David, have mercy. Oh, come on, somebody. Have mercy on me. I don't care what them jokers behind you say. I don't care what they say. You close your ear. You fix your eyes on Jesus. And like that song, it says, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Have you been there, Goodwill? Just a little talk with, it goes on to say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. Here I faint and cry by and by. Feel. Come on somebody, feel a little talk, feel a prayer wheel turning, know a little fire is burning. Come on somebody, find a little talk with Jesus, makes it rise. Sometimes my path may grow dreary without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide my day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just, are you there, are you? Just a little talk. Don't give up, he said. Just, come on somebody, a little talk. Never would have made it without him. Just a little talk. If it had not been for the Lord, just a little talk. Some midnight tears, but just a little talk. Some crying all day, but just, come on somebody, just a little talk. Have a little talk with Jesus. I may have doubts and fears. My eyes may be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him. The songwriter says, I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Have a little talk. I wish I had some folk in here who said, I'ma have a little talk with you. Have a little talk with Jesus. Find a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right. You got to have a little talk with him. You got to say, son of David, have mercy. Ooh, come on somebody. Son of David, rain down your blessing. Have a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right. despite the circumstance or circumstances. Never, never, ever, never, ever. You can elbow that joke and say, never, ever give up on God. Never, ever give up on her. That woman told us a whole lot. She was an idol worshiper. But she decided to put away, come on, some stuff, that stuff. And she went to Jesus' goodwill. She went to him. And she pleaded her cause. She went to him. Because she knew that only Jesus could make it right. She knew that only Jesus could hear her daughter. She knew that only Jesus could do the impossible. I wish I had some prayers in here. Can we praise the Lord?
I want you.